fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd day of February. The proper tip of the day, work on your physical fitness, your aerobic strength, your anaerobic strength, your flexibility, all those things. The time's coming up. We all need to have maximum physical fitness. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we just have Leon with us. So it'll be Leon and I will be carrying the ball for the time being. We're hoping that Steve Manoon will join us at some point, and Jeff Nyquist. If they do, of course, we will bring them on board. And, of course, we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, this coming weekend is a CPAC convention. President Trump, I understand, has had one rally in the meantime, and I don't know what he said there, unfortunately. I don't know that. But a lot of people are anticipating his speech this coming weekend at CPAC, aren't they, sir?
Actually, I did not know about that. I have to do some research. Is that going to be located? Well, I think it's CPAC. I was thinking Seattle, but where is it located?
CPAC, I think this year is in Florida, but I might be wrong. I'll have to do a quick search on that and see where it is. I know the CPAC event last year was very upbeat, of course. The election campaign was in full swing, and we were very optimistic at the time that President Trump, of course, would be reelected. Let's see what we've got here. Okay, I'm trying to find their website. It looks like I got a note here that it's in Orlando. Yeah, that's right. I thought it was in Florida. And here's the I got their website with at the Hyatt Regency. All the speakers, they got President Trump, Matt Schlapp, Governor Kristi Noem, if I'm saying her name right, former Secretary of State Michael Pompeo, former Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson, K.T. McFarland, and Governor Ron DeSantis, Jay Abe, Chairman of Japanese Conservative Union, Andrew Wheeler, former Administrator of the EPA, Pete Hegseth with Fox and Friends Weekend, Sarah Carter, investigative reporter, Governor Scott Walker, President Young Young Americans Foundation, Sarah Huckabee, former press secretary, Gordon Chang, national security expert, Maj Tour, founder of Black Guns Matter, John Voight, the actor, Russell Vogt, former director of Office Management and Budget, Larry Kudlow, former assistant to President of Economic Policy, Ambassador David Friedman, who was the U.S. ambassador to Israel, Ambassador Richard Grinnell, former ambassador to Germany, Donald Trump Jr., Executive Vice President of the Trump Organization, Matthew Whitaker, former U.S. Acting Attorney General, Dan Schneider, ACU Executive Director, Pam Bondi, former Attorney General of Florida, Ben Ferguson. Oh, yes, a lot of speakers. I'm not sure how far down we are. Ben Ferguson, who's a talk show host, Charlie Kirk, President of Turning Point USA, Tom Fitton, Judicial Watch,
okay.
Tommy Hicks, National Republican Committee, Wayne Dupree, a talk show host, Scott Pressler, yes, I don't know what he does, Charlie Gero, First Vice President, ACU, DeRoy Murdoch, Contributing Editor, National Review Online, Marsha Blackburn, U.S. Senator, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Bill Haggerty, Senator Josh Hawley, Senator James Lankford, Senator Mike Lee, Senator Cynthia Loomis, Senator Rick Scott, Senator Jody R. Arrington, Representative Jody R. Arrington, Representative Andy Biggs, Representative Laura Boebert, Representative Ken Buck, Representative Todd Budd, Representative Michael Burgess, Representative Jim Banks, Representative Mo Brooks, Representative Kate Kamick, Representative, it just goes on here. There's a lot of U.S. congressmen. I'm going to skip the U.S. congressmen and we'll go to Bobby Starbuck, director and producer, movie director, Dana Lash, radio talk show host, Jack Brewer, White House appointee, Commission on the Social Status of Black Men and Boys, Dan Bongino, Buck Sexton, Lawrence Jones, Fox News contributor, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. There's another 20 or so people listed here. I just had to stop at some point.
I agree. Did it say if they're going to have it available online? I assume because of COVID.
Attend, buy a ticket, Shabbat, media registration, close, agenda. I can't really tell if you have to be there in person or if you can attend online. Buy a ticket. We'll see if you can buy a ticket for online registration. Here's the options. Premium package is $15,000. We have the silver package, the general ticket, overflow ballroom, veteran, military, first responders, students. I don't see any way to register except to be there in person. I don't see that.
Gino. But I mean, the security, the $15K is for the security for that entire laundry list of dignitaries.
Silver package is sold out. General ticket sold out. Overflow ballroom sold out. Seniors sold out. Veteran military first responders sold out. Students sold out. Overflow ballroom sold out. Everything is sold out. Is sold. Except the platinum package at $15,000. You can still buy that. That's the only thing left.
Okay.
Is the
I better go buy right now.
Oh, wait, the gold package, $7,500. There's still tickets available there. But everything else is sold out.
Those are the nosebleed seats, right? So it seems like it would be smart for them to have online access because of how many silly states are still in lockdown. I mean, Governor DeSantis is pretty much the best governor in, you know, pushing back against all these stupid, you know, edicts from the big media and big tech, you know. And he's like, you know, if that was the case, everybody would have died after the Super Bowl, you know, because you thought we didn't have a mask on. So, you know, that's how inane and, you know, the media and some of these people who, you know, don't even use common sense. But I'm glad they're having it there, but I wish they would have it online because I'm not going to fly down and just go do this from, you know, from the Rocky Mountains. But it'd be great to watch and learn from these people firsthand. But I can't believe they don't have it, especially at this price point, and not being able to have the, you know, the proximity to sit by these people. So you're not going to be able to fill a stadium. So maybe that's why the price is so high, because now they have it, you know, every 6 feet. So that means they would have to reduce their occupancy by five times because of the proximity.
Well,
so it seems silly.
This event is primarily for people who are, I would say, political activists that want to learn how to help Republicans get elected, to learn about, because they have breakout sessions and training that takes place also. It's not just watching different things, but they have training sessions that will train people how to win elections. If you're that kind of person, I could see where it would be worthwhile to spend the money and the time to go down there. If you're not, then why bother? It's a big deal. I know. I think Dan Bongino was reporting live from there last year, if I remember right. Anyway, that's CPAC, the American Conservative Union. Okay, well, moving on from there, Leon, I've been encouraging people to get active locally. We complain about people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and Obama. You know, all their power comes from the local level, except for the false power that they have from falsely winning elections. If it wasn't for activity at the county level, there would be no Democratic Party, Witherland.
Yes, sir. And since I'm not a political analyst, a lot of the things you talk about, especially since you've been active and you've been on the voting boards, you know, for decades, so I'm going to genuflect to your experience here, sir.
Well, there's more than 3,300 counties in the United States. I'm pretty sure all those counties have a Republican Central Committee, which consists of committee men and committee women elected from their local townships. That's where all political power comes from, is that level. Without that taking place, there'd be nothing else. There'd be no Democrats winning elections, be no Republicans winning elections anywhere, because that's where all the power originates from, is the local level. There's also at the local level, we have poll workers. Now, poll workers are paid positions. Typically, there's three or four elections a year, and the poll workers are trained and paid to run these elections at the precinct level. And there's poll watchers. Now, poll watchers are not paid. They are volunteers who sign up to be Republican or Democrat poll watchers to be at the precinct level, once again, to observe what's going on and make sure everything's being done properly. And we have the, as I mentioned earlier, Republican committeemen and committee women who participate with the Central Committee to help raise money for Republican candidates and spend money to help Republican candidates get elected. That's what we do. Many of these positions go unfilled for lack of interest. Many of them. I have an open position here. I'm in Osage Township. We have an opening right now for a a committee woman to step in there and help us. We talked last night at our Republican Central Committee meeting about the open positions we have and encouraging our members to recruit men and women to fill those open seats so we can be more viable, get more things done, be more successful in raising money for our conservative, patriotic candidates to run for office and get elected to office. People can do this at the local level. They can be a poll worker. They can be a poll watcher. They can be a committeeman, be a committee woman, maybe run for school board. These school board offices are very important, Leon. They've been corrupted by federal money. And here's what happens, Leon. The U.S. Congress passes laws that under Title IX that say that young men can compete in girls' sports. And if the school doesn't allow that, then they will take money away from that school district. It's a tough place to be, and it's going to take tough men and women to do the right thing for the right reasons, to not allow young men to pretend that they're girls and compete against girls in track or any other sport, destroying the girls' chances of ever getting a college scholarship in that sport because girls simply can't compete against boys. They can't. And it's a fantasy to believe that they can. So it's going to take tough men and women in these school boards to resist the edicts of the federal government demanding that the boys be allowed to compete in girls' sports or the money will be withheld. There will be sacrifices. And once that money starts flowing, these schools become dependent on it, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. And that's how we got all the influx from the universities. I mean, the money going to the universities back with the Saudi Arabia and all the Muslim countries. You know, they're doing care and all those things, and they just started getting addicted. And it's even more evident when it came to the money from the Rockefellers when they were transferring over from normal medicine, you know, in the late 1800s to, hey, we'll give you millions and eventually billions of dollars to promulgate the drugs and, you know, saying that they're safe. And they spend more time teaching them about, you know, side effect reactions of drugs and, you know, proper food, organic food, and that benefits of, you know, fueling the body. So, yes, once you start dumping money at something that biblically it describes as the lender is slave to the borrower, so right. Or the borrower is slave to the lender. So yes, you know, they've given up their Hippocratic oath just for money now.
It's a big carrot that they hold out, and it's hard to resist it. I mentioned locally here, one of our local school districts is now has a 4-day a week schedule instead of a 5-day a week schedule because of lack of funds. They weren't cut off from federal funds. They were it's just a local situation going on, and that's what's going on here. But they will be okay. There's a whole premise of this part of our conversation is to encourage people to run for school board. Run for these various offices. We need patriotic, constitution-defending Americans in these positions that are willing to do the right thing for the right reasons, willing to stand up to the hardship. Of course there's hardship losing federal money. There may be lawsuits. There'll be people to help these school districts. If a school district sued because they are sensible and don't give in to insanity, and quite frankly, it's insane to say that a boy who wants to be a girl should be allowed to compete in girl sports. That's insane. Here's our break. We'll be right here. We'll be right back.
Yeah. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield Devices. Best discount you can get is at my website, $50 off each one at the my website at thelibertyman.com. Do what I've done. Make sure that your children and grandchildren get home when nobody else can, because they got EMP Shield Devices on their vehicles. This is the Tuesday morning roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, and we're now joined by Jeff Nyquist. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Jeff. Sir. Jeff, it was 185 years ago today that the first day of the Battle of the Alamo began on February 23rd, 1836, February 23rd, 13 days. It was quite an event, and it certainly changed Texas history. And I was just looking up an American colonel, Alexander Doniphan, who was part of all this. He was a his father was a friend of Daniel Boone, and both his grandfathers fought in the American Revolution. And Colonel Doniphan and several hundred of the Missouri mounted, first Missouri Volunteers mounted cavalry, they marched from Missouri to Texas to help the Texans in their time of need. A lot went on then. Jeff, I know you're a student of history. Have you ever looked into the Texas Revolution and the Battle of the Alamo, sir?
Yes. It's quite an amazing event. The Mexicans had such a great advantage, and for them to be defeated, well, it's sort of a marvel of bungling and missteps.
Absolutely. Well, okay. Well, before you got on board here, Jeff, I was talking about last night at the Republican Central Committee meeting that the fellow committee members were blaming our decline in our educational system and our culture and our country on Democrats. And it wasn't a time or the place to bring up the fact that it's Marxist disguised as Democrats doing this, but that's in fact what's been going on, hasn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah, they're Marxists. That's who's leading it. And people are really awfully slow to figure that out.
They are. Well, in a one-hour meeting, you only do so much, and trying to educate people in the 10 or 12 minutes devoted to that part of our conversation, I knew it was not going to go anywhere. This wasn't time. We need to be aware of this. We need to educate people to the best of our ability. We need to let people know what's really going on as opposed to their perception of what's going on, right?
Yeah, that's true. The reality of what's really going on is something that has to dawn on people at some point, because you cannot change something or struggle against it unless you understand it.
That's right.
And they don't.
That's right.
They just don't. Yeah.
Well, hopefully this time we spend every Tuesday and we take an hour Wednesday also will help point people in the right direction to understand our true history, who our real enemies are, as opposed to the what the media would have us believe. Of course, the mass media would have us believe that Donald Trump and the Republicans are the enemy, wouldn't they, Jeff?
Yeah. Well, it's the real issue is the race. It's like a game of chicken. Will they be able to tear apart the structure of civilization itself before the civilization wakes up to try to stop them? And they're racing to destroy. Some of us are trying to, wake the town and tell the people, you got to do something. That's really what it boils down to. Who's going to accomplish their mission first?
That's right. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's lots there. There really is. You got some extra discretionary time on your hands. We have lots of wonderful articles and videos by scientists and doctors on the cold COVID Chinese flu matter at my website at thelibertyman.com. You may be shocked to find out what's really going on compared to what you've been told by the mass media. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, we have energy cleaners, and we're getting caught up on back orders this week. It's been difficult. The sub-zero weather has hurt production, but we're getting caught up this week on energy cleaners, mattress pads also. If you need to get relief from your arthritis pain, you want to get a great night's sleep, check out the energy cleaners and the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com, where you can place your order using PayPal. You can also call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green with us, who is a former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here with an update for us. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. This isn't an update. This is something new, but this is regarding Kamala Harris. I was listening to somebody, and it put me into shock, but I wanted to investigate it a little bit, but maybe you could help me. The person said that she had been indoctrinated, who also had been indoctrinated by Jim Jones, and this Willie Brown had spoke at Cal State Assembly, and he had mentioned that Jim Jones was, compared Jim Jones to MLK, Angela Davis, Einstein, of all people, and Chairman Mao. Now, I read some of it, but I wanted to make sure if it was correct or if you could help me with... Okay, I just wanted to know if any of you had heard that.
I haven't heard that myself. Leon, have you heard anything about this matter?
No, sir, but are you talking about Jim Jones of the CIA San Francisco fame and, you know, 900 people are committed suicide
yes.
down in South America, that one?
Yes, it said
that. I wasn't
that
sure.
Apparently this Willie Brown had a relationship with this Willie Brown I don't believe reading it, he was at Jim Jones's thing, but the philosophy of Jim Jones still carries on, and it's through that its thing called The Message. And so there's still people out there that believe in Jim Jones's manipulative devices, because it's like mind control. So,
yes.
But apparently this Kamala, I'm just saying what this person said, Kamala had been with Willie Brown, like a, I don't want to say a boyfriend or anything, but anyway, with Willie Brown, and he spoke at one time at Cal State Assembly because he's some kind of professor through Berkeley and Cal State.
Yeah. The a lot of people don't know Jones was a socialist. Okay, he was actually an admirer of Joseph Stalin, and the People's Temple, which was his church. He originally wanted to move them to the Soviet Union. He didn't want to go to Guyana. But the Soviets, looking at how crazy he was, they didn't want to even have him. So that's why he ended up in Guyana. But he did support his congregation, helped Willie Brown get elected back in the day in the Bay Area. And, of course, Kamala Harris was, you know, the story in California was that she was his girlfriend at one time. So, you know, go figure that. So, you know, that's kind of what the background of the People's Temple is. You know, you can look it up, he was a socialist. Jim Jones was in favor of the same kind of politics as Willie Brown and Kamala Harris are.
Well, it's kind of scary to know that your vice president was connected with I was a young person, but I mean, I remember Jim Jones. It was terrible. It was very terrible. But went to school at Whittier. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of things when I grew up that very strange things in California. But it didn't really put me into shock. But I thought, here's another one that. And that's some more information that just kind of blows my mind. But anyway, thank you for that. That was
okay.
Does bother me that she would be connected with that kind of teaching, and she's our vice president.
Okay. Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
The documentation of Kamala Harris being connected to communist people, communist associations. Is very rock solid, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you want to look at this entire thing about Jim Jones, there's a book called Journey to Nowhere by Shiva Nepal. He's the brother of V.S. Nepal. And the book is all about the People's Temple, and it starts out in California. And actually, he interviewed Willie Brown about Jim Jones, and in the book, Willie Brown says, well, I don't know what happened to Jim. He was a good Marxist. that, yeah, that gives you an idea. Yeah. The book is, yeah, is pure gold, so, yeah.
Well, it's, we have a president who is compromised by the communist and a vice president who is a communist. It's a scary place to be, isn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, I don't know how we get out of it without a, you know, major losses of either economic losses of life. Yeah,
it will not have a good ending for a lot of people. The economy is being harmed in very dramatic ways. Here locally, the price of gasoline went up 20 cents in one day, that day being yesterday. And it's happening all over the country, of course, as a direct consequence of edicts, executive orders by President O'Biden. I started hearing him called O'Biden, Jeff. I kind of like that. Does that sound good to you, O'Biden?
No, it's a slur on the Irish.
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but we need to come up with something else to make fun of the president. We got a caller and holder, gentlemen. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle. Kyle,
oh,
are you there?
There we go.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah. You know, gentlemen, the American people wake up after their guts are out. Case in point, California. So everybody's trying to get Gavin Newsom or their governor impeached or recalled, okay? But look at California. They're a disaster. I mean, they've got people living and defecating in the streets. They're bankrupt over 100 times over. They're complete. If it wasn't that it was one of the most fertile states anywhere in the whole world, fertile places in the whole world, it would have been bankrupt years ago. And the farmers that are still there now are the only things practically keeping it alive. But they're wanting to move, get rid of him now. Okay, so if you draw a parallel between California and what we've got in leadership now in the United States, they've got the same kind of philosophy. They're going to do things very similarly. He's already strategically killed our energy production. That's the first thing. All right, so that's going to have repercussions with not only gas prices and everything else going up, but your food prices are going to double or triple, I bet you, before the end of this year or for sure by the end of next year. Then we will be in an extremely weakened condition. But before those things can actually, the consequences of his actions taking effect, he's already started an invasion from the southern border and financing it, and he's going to try to get all of your weapons so that when the fruition of all of these policies hit the American people right square in the face, they're not going to have anything to defend them and to fight them back to change it. And in my opinion, that's exactly what's happening, and the American people are so ignorant and apathetic and lazy and weak and spineless that they're not willing to go after these people while they're slightly in a position of strength. Time is never going to be better than right now to remove this guy from office. It's going to go downhill from here. In my opinion, that's what I think. And I'd like to get you guys' response.
Well, first of all, Kyle, do you have a proposal for getting him out of office?
The only thing left, John, is an armed insurrection, in my opinion.
Well,
you can't recall him. You can't. Go ahead.
That's sedition.
Yeah.
This guy,
I have to disagree. Jeff, you're right. And the U.S. military would be the constitutional way to remove this man from office. They have an obligation to, as the last stop before insurrection or sedition, would be for the U.S. military to do the right thing for the right reasons and remove this man from office.
I agree, John. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I wish to God we had a spine in our military, men that really had took their oath of office seriously. But their oath of office, I think, is to that they have misinterpreted it to mean nothing but the status quo. If they were ever going to do anything, they should have done it at the inauguration. I mean, the guy is entrenched now. And he's becoming more entrenched every single day. I mean, I know that I'm not proposing that we go and try to do that right now. But I am proposing that we cry out to the military or somebody to step in there. And I don't know that Trump has got the guts to do anything like that. All I think it would take would be for him to talk to some major generals and get this guy thrown out of office before the country is gone. I mean, I wish that's what would happen.
Let's get a response.
Yeah, I just don't see
our panel here, Jeff. Jeff, I know you're itching to give a response here, sir.
Well, the thing is that the generals are on the left. Look, we have freedom in this country. People are free to become Marxists. We never made that illegal. We never knew really what to do about it. What are you going to do? All the children are coming out of the schools brainwashed with this. They pick the generals that have it. Well, what do you think the military is not going to? They have an oath to the Constitution. You should see how their brains have been warped to understand that Constitution. They understand it completely different. The Constitution ended when Obama entered the White House in 2009. The Constitution, the Republic was over then. That's how long ago it ended. This isn't just happening today. This has been a development of more than a decade. The fact of the matter is he brought radical Marxists into the Justice Department, so they have the tools of criminal prosecution now. They control the electoral machinery, so if there's any shenanigans during an election, they're not going to investigate it. Well, we just saw that. So everything is done according to the Constitution. It's just that nobody's enforcing any laws. They're swearing an oath of allegiance to the Constitution. They just don't mean it. They don't take oaths seriously. And this goes to a much deeper problem. People do not believe in transcendentals anymore. They don't believe in spiritual truth. They don't believe in truth, goodness, or beauty. They don't believe in honor or keeping their word or keeping their oath. And the Constitution is something they think they believe in, but they really don't, and they won't act on it. So what you've got is you've got a bunch of people sitting around an idiot box telling themselves they've got a great thing going and they've got a great future, and they have no future. I'm sorry, they don't. And what's going to happen to this country, it's going to be bombed and invaded. That's what's going to happen, because any country that becomes such a collection of dunces and it elects such a collection of dunces to office is going to suffer that. And that is what lies ahead of us. There's no other way to put it.
Yep, I totally agree with you, Jeff. I really do. With John's program and many others, the best thing that I think we can do at this point is to try to prepare ourselves for that invasion and or absolute economic and societal collapse, because I think it's coming.
Yeah, well, we can't have a civil war with all these dunces. That would be out of the way. I mean, the country has to go through what it's going to go through, and it's got to wise up. And if it doesn't wise up, we're all dead.
Yeah, agreed. All right, John, I won't keep you, but thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. I agree with your analysis, Jeff. And the military could and should have acted on Inauguration Day, if not before, but they didn't. And our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Hello, John. Good morning, JR. Good morning, Leanne. Well, I just want to second what add an amen to what JR just said. I was thinking of John Adams saying that constitutional republic was government for virtuous people, and it's not suited for other types. Americans are creatures of their lifestyle right now. We don't care about it. As long as they think that their personal lifestyles can be pretty much the same today and tomorrow as they were yesterday, they're not inclined to change much. So things would have to get pretty bad before anybody would do anything.
Well,
I'd like to hold through the break, if I may.
Hold that thought. Let's go through the break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of February. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. He has books are for sale at amazon.com. Just put J.R. Nyquist in the Amazon search box. Glenn, let's continue with your comments, sir.
Oh, yes. I was just talking about how J.R. had talked about the state of America in terms of character. And another thing I always like to point out is that we are largely sold out. We've gone from deontological ethics, based on the law of God, to consequentialist ethics, which says the ends justify the means. And it means it's okay for you to do wrong and lie and whatever because you're pursuing, they believe themselves to be pursuing a noble end. So consequentialist ethics is a problem. And then basically Americans aren't going to do anything as long as they think that they and theirs are going to be okay. So until things have to get a lot worse before people stand up at all. But I had originally called in about the Jim Jones thing. That's pretty much ancient history. The only remaining vestige of the Jones cult incident is that it gave our language the phrase, he or she is drinking the Kool-Aid. That's the means by which the people poison themselves down there. And so when somebody says, oh, he's drinking the Kool-Aid, well, you know, that's a reference to the Jonestown, Guyana thing. And this stuff about Kamala Harris and Willie Brown and stuff, politicians often seek support from religious groups and that sort of thing. There are a lot of people duped by all. So, Kamala Harris had an affair with Willie Brown. She's now married to this very wealthy Jewish fellow. But most importantly, she is unabashedly Marxist. That's the thing. Worry about the here and now. She is, like the BLM leaders, unabashedly Marxist. And that's the thing that we have to watch out for.
Okay.
That's it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you for the call. Jeff, any follow-up on Glenn's comments before we move on?
Yeah, well, that's basically right. We all kind of drank the Kool-Aid here now.
Absolutely. Okay, our next caller is John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, on the Hagman Report Friday night, the first hour, I didn't write it down, but the guy was talking about brainwashed America and how the communists got into this country through the Franklin School and the Korean War and basically the mind control and they got in our universities. It'd be a show worth listening to, the first hour on Friday's Hagman Report.
Okay. Thank you, John.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
We got a caller on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms or you have a concealed weapon permit and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.